again by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 30th of July, 2007. It's the birthday of Emily Bronte, born in Thornton, Yorkshire, England, 1818, author of Wuthering Heights, published in 1848. About a boy from the streets of Liverpool, Heathcliff, adopted into a wealthy landowning family, falls in love with his adopted sister, Catherine Earnshaw. And when he realizes he can't have her, he tries to take revenge upon the entire family. A passionate, tragic love story by a woman who apparently never had a romantic relationship with anybody. In fact, as far as we know, rarely spoke to anybody other than her immediate family. But her brother Branwell was close to Emily, and he may have told her stories about his life in London and his love affairs and his failed attempts to become a painter. Wuthering Heights came out in 1847. Branwell died the next year. Emily died a few months afterward. She was only 30 years old. It's the birthday of the economist Torsten Veblen, 1857, known for his book The Theory of the Leisure Class, and the novelist William H. Gass, born in Fargo, North Dakota, 1924. Here are two poems for today, two short poems by Alice Notley, the first entitled Sonnet. The late Gracie Allen was a very lucid comedienne, especially in the way that lucid means shining and bright. What her husband George Burns called her illogical logic made a halo around our syntax and ourselves as we laughed. George Burns, most often, was her artful, inconspicuous straight man. He could move people about stage, construct skits and scenes, write and gather jokes. They were married as long as ordinary magic would allow, 38 years, until Gracie Allen's death. In her 50s, Gracie Allen developed a heart condition. She would call George Burns when her heart felt funny and fluttered. He'd give her a pill, and they'd hold each other till the palpitations stopped. Just a few minutes, many times, and pills. As magic fills, then fulfilled must leave a space. One day, Gracie Allen's heart fluttered and hurt and stopped. George Burns said unbelievingly to the doctor, "But I still have some of the pills." Sonnet by Alice Notley, and a second poem entitled You. By dust made beautiful, spun light of the window, by bricks Lee sees our pink, that deluxe sensation of them, by all October rains that contract to silver puddles, by fine grain of atmosphere in which walkers' lone thoughts mingle, by pliés of wine-dark night and the outlandish moon, by these shores of light-washed blocks where one transforms in love the squalid to the innocent, matter to its sparklet bits, by this cubicle where I restir the dirt and make a song, and by brighter than believing the star I shine as here, I conjure you to know me as best of children, best of women. Two poems by Alice Notley, You and Sonnet, from her collection Grave of Light, Selected Poems 1970 to 2005, published by Wesleyan University Press and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.